Welcome to Living the Quran through the Living Quran, produced by the Qayyim Institute. In this podcast, we are delivering the commentary of the Noble Quran as authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati in his Tafsir An-Nur.
Today in Part 8, we will review the topic of an excellent deal and analyze verses 10 through to 12.
Before we go on to the commentary as authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati in his Tafsir An-Nur, let us have a listen to the Arabic of these three verses, followed by the English translation.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم.
O you who have faith, shall I show you a deal that will deliver you from a painful punishment? Have faith in God and His Apostle, and wage jihad in the way of God with your possessions and your lives. That is better for you, should you know. He shall forgive you your sins and admit you into gardens with streams running in them, and into good dwellings in the gardens of Eden. That is the great success. In the previous verses, there was a promise given in regards to the victory of the religion of Islam over all other religions. However, this victory can only come true if the following three conditions are fulfilled. Condition 1. It requires a comprehensive and global rule book, which is the Quran. This book, the Quran, is the divine light, the Nur, which God has perfected, and is one which no one has the power to silence or obliterate. Condition number 2. It must be carried out under an infallible leader. In this case, Imam al-Mahdi, may God hasten his return. And the third condition required is that the people must be equipped and ready for this grand movement. And this is what is mentioned in these verses under discussion. Now, these verses are of the same caliber as verse 111 of Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, in which God says the following.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَالْقُرْآنِ وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ.
Indeed, God has bought from the faithful their souls and their possessions for paradise to be theirs. They fight in the way of God, kill and are killed. A promise binding upon him in the Torah and the Evangel and the Quran. And who is truer to his promise than God? So rejoice in the bargain you have made with him, and that is the great success. Now, when it comes to business transactions, there are a number of assumptions which we must keep in mind. Point number 1 is that there are sometimes bad business transactions, as Allah shows us in chapter number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 90, in which Allah says,
بِئْسَ مَا اشْتَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ أَن يَكْفُرُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بَغْيًا أَن يُنَزِّلَ اللَّهُ مِن فَضْلِهِ عَلَى مَن يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ فَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ عَلَى غَضَبٍ وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ.
Evil is that for which they have sold their souls, by defying what God has sent down out of envy, that God should bestow his grace on any of his servants that he wishes. Thus, they earned wrath upon wrath, and there is a humiliating punishment for the faithless. A second point to keep in mind is that sometimes there are business transactions which yield absolutely no benefit. And this is seen in chapter number 2 again, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 16, in which God says,
أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ
They are the ones who bought error for guidance, so their trade did not profit them, nor were they guided. A third point to think about is that there are business transactions which sometimes provide a minimal return. This is seen in chapter 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse 77.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ قِيلَ لَهُمْ كُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالُ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسِ يَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسَ كَخَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَشَدَّ خَشْيَةً وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا لِمَ كَتَبْتَ عَلَيْنَا الْقِتَالَ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنَا إِلَى أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ
Have you not regarded those who are told, keep your hands off from warfare and maintain the prayer and give the zakat, the charity? But when fighting was prescribed for them, behold, a part of them were afraid of people, as if fearing God, or were even more afraid, and they said, Our Lord, why did you prescribe fighting for us? Why did you not respite us for a short time? The enjoyment of this world is little, and the hereafter is better for the God-weary, and you will not be wronged so much as a single date thread. A fourth point to keep in mind is that there are business transactions which result in a loss. This is seen in chapter number 39, Surah Al-Zumar, verse number 15.
فَاعْبُدُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ مِن دُونِهِ قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ
You worship whatever you wish besides Him, God. Say, indeed the losers are those who ruin themselves and their families on the day of resurrection. Look, that is a manifest loss. And the fifth point is that there are business transactions which sometimes result in a major cost. And this is seen in chapter 103, Surah Al-Asr, verse number 2.
إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ
Indeed, the human being is in loss. Point number 6 is that there are sometimes scandalous business transactions which take place. This is seen in chapter number 22, Surah Al-Hajj, verse number 11.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ
And among the people are those who worship God on the very fringe. If good fortune befalls him, he is content with it. But if an ordeal visits him, he makes a turnabout, to become a loser in the world and the hereafter. That is the manifest loss. Let us take a pause here in the commentary of Surah As-Saff, as authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati and found in his Tafsir al-Nur, and we'll return with the continuation of the review of Chapter 61. To stay up to date when we release new content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram under the Qayyim Institute. In addition, be sure you subscribe to our podcast station on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many other major providers to receive direct updates when we release new content.